Hi there, Elaine Addison here, and thanks for tuning in to Sum It Up, Pay It Forward podcast, where I have the greatest pleasure of speaking to a small business owner and hearing about their why behind their business. What have they learned along the way? They're going to share that with us too, and they also get the opportunity to pay it forward and thank someone that has helped them on their journey. So stay tuned in to hear who today's guest is going to be. Hi, everybody. Elaine here again today. I have another amazing guest with me, and that is Sandra Sparrowhawk, who is the founder and owner of Colourworks, Colour and Style. So it's absolutely lovely to have you here, Sandra. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and I'm so pleased to be here.
Good.
An honour to be invited on a podcast. Thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. And I have to say, because I have the privilege, of course, when I record this, is being able to see you as well. So when we talk more about what you do, it's to me, it's quite evident what you do. But let's go into those questions and then people can hear a bit more about you. So obviously, Sandra, we all have a story, don't we, of sort of how we ended up doing what we're doing. So what's your story behind your business?
Well, I suppose I worked in the city for many, many years, and then I had my daughter, and I had to do jobs around her, so sort of party plan type jobs, and I built up a business with a company called Phoenix Cards. I had over 100 people in my team, and that was fab, but I could see the writing on the wall, and it coincided with my daughter going to university. So I thought, right, now this is the time for me to do something that I really want to do, you know, having had to fit in around everybody else for so long. And I always loved fashion and clothes, and it was just something that I always wanted to do. So I shopped around and looked for somebody to train with. And I didn't want to go and train with one of the big boys. I didn't want to train with Colour Me Beautiful or House of Colour, because I'd had that regimented thing of having to use their website and sell their products. So I found this wonderful lady in Surrey who had been a image consultant for many, many years and has set up her own training school. So I trained with her. I did colour and style first, colour and style analysis. And then a couple of years later, I went back and did a wardrobe audit, where I come around and throw out all the clothes you shouldn't be wearing.
I love it.
And personal shopping. But I always knew that colour was more than just about the colour that you wear. It kind of makes you feel better. You can wear certain colours that lift and give you energy. So I then went on to do something with colour therapy and learn how the different colours can make a difference, not only to how you look, but how you feel as well.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Well, I can see, obviously, where all that is working for you, because you're in this fabulous orange, which, you know, wonderfully suits you. So this is all very interesting then. So obviously, we've given a really good, you know, inclination there of what you do. So when people go to you, or what is the sort of thing they go to you for? You know, how are they feeling when they go to you that they need help?
Well, people come to me initially for colour analysis, I think, because that makes the biggest impression. So if you're wearing the wrong colour, you can look tired and drained. People will often ask you, you know, are you okay? Do you feel well? But when you wear the right colour, it makes a huge difference. It, you know, brings your face to life, makes your eyes sparkle, less need for makeup. Basically, it just brings you alive.
Yeah.
And so that, for me, is the biggest impact. I mean, obviously, it makes a difference what style you wear as well. But I think people come to me for the colour first.
Right.
And they get used to wearing and getting the compliments that people hand out when you're wearing the right things. And then they can go on and have the style analysis and do the other things afterwards. But I always think it's the colour that makes the biggest difference. So so I'm a registered speaker with the Women's Institute.
Right.
And I go out and do talks at their groups And I do two talks, one about wearing colour and living your life in colour, and one about tying scarves. And that's where I get some of my clients, because then they get a taster for what I can do.
And I guess really with colour, and I can sort of, speak for myself as well here, is that we do sort of get into a way, don't we, of what we buy and what we sort of we've always worn. And does it, should we be looking at our colours at different stages of our life? Should we be looking at that as a thing, or?
I think, once we've decided whether you've got a cool or a warm skin tone, you can vary from the very bright color down to the more muted color. So if you were spring, for argument's sake, as a youngster, and you rot, all the colors that the queen wears, she is a spring, all those really bright colors. As you get older and your skin fades a bit, you might want to turn down that dimmer switch of color a little
I
bit.
see, yeah, okay.
And go perhaps for the more autumnal colours. But it's important to still have the right level of colour.
Love it. Okay. So how easy was it for you then, turning your idea into a business?
I think I was very fortunate that I was already used to networking. I'd been networking with my card business. So I carried on doing that really, and I've got a lot of my clients from networking, from people that actually attend the networking events to being recommended to other people outside the room as well, and obviously using social media and sharing on there.
So it wasn't too daunting for you, and as you say, you'd sort of been used to that, hadn't you? Which I think sometimes where the challenge comes in is when people haven't done networking, and then that's a whole new thing, isn't it? A new aspect. That's good. So the big question, of course, how did you feel about selling then? It's very different, isn't it, when we're selling someone else's product or service, but when it's us, how did that feel for you?
I think that I'm not actually selling myself. I'm actually giving solutions to a problem. So that's the way I like to look at it. And I'm not so for argument's sake, ladies that often I meet ladies that will wear all black. Say to them, why do you always wear black? Well, it's slimming. Or they'll say, well, I don't really know what suits me, so it's a safe option. That's my intro then, isn't it? Well, I can show you which colors will look fab on you. You won't always have to wear black, because black's a very negative color, and what black does is that soaks up all your energy. I
Interesting.
remember I had a boyfriend many, many years ago in Portugal, and I went out one afternoon, and I'd got a black t-shirt on, and he turned around and he said to me, what do you want to do? Cook yourself? What the black does is it soaks up. Which is why we wear lighter colors in the summer.
That's all very fascinating, this. So what about a highlight, Sandra, then? Something that you're really proud of that's happened on your business journey?
Very early on, I booked into a ladies group called the Pro Bass Group.
No.
I don't know if you've heard of it, but they're ex business women that have retired, basically. And they said, would you come and do a talk? And I said, yes. And when I turned up at this very flash hotel, she took me up into the room. So she said, well, you'll be up here. And she opened this door, and there was about, I don't know, oodles of huge white tables. I was going to talk over lunch. So she said, I said, oh, how many ladies have you got coming today? She said, oh, we're a bit short today, about 120.
Love
Now, oh my God, how am I going to
it.
do this? I've never been somebody that spoke in public like that way. I rocked it, and I went round the tables, and I showed them all how to tie all the scarves. I think that was the turning point for me, because I just thought, do you know what? When you're talking about something you're passionate about, somehow you don't get so nervous, because you're confident about the message that you're trying to put across.
100% agree, and that's why I love what I do, because when I speak to small business owners about their business, it's just their energy and their passion and enthusiasm for what they do just absolutely shines through. And that's the bit that we know we're doing the right thing when we feel like that, when we talk about it, which is fantastic. Oh, that was definitely a baptism of fire then, wasn't it? But you obviously clearly smashed
Yeah,
it.
and recently I was invited onto local radio to talk to on International Women's Day,
Ah, great. Yeah.
and that was fab. That was thoroughly enjoyed that, and I thought, do you know how far I have come in the 5 years I've been in business? I've gone from this little shrinking wallflower that wouldn't talk to anybody, that used to sit with sweaty hands waiting for her minute to come round in a networking
Oh,
group.
yes.
We've been there, haven't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's a great story, isn't it? Not only for what you do, but actually how far you've come. And that is, it's a really powerful story, that, isn't it? Because there'll be many people sitting there now thinking, oh God, I can relate to that in those early days of how you feel. And some people will be feeling that now if they're early on in their business. And we should look back, shouldn't we, of how far we've come. We should do it quite often, really, but probably not as often as we do.
Sure. And also, we see wearing the right clothes and knowing that you look fabulous makes you fabulous, and that gives you the confidence to be who you want to be.
Yeah, no, I love it. Okay. So, what's been your greatest challenge then, Sandra, or learning?
Social media.
You're not on your own there. You're okay, in good company.
Oh my God, social media. So you just learn how to do a video, how to upload it to YouTube and then onto your platform. And then all of a sudden now Instagram are doing reels and you've got to learn how to do those. It's sort of like an ongoing thing, isn't it, really? And I had a bit of a setback because I had a really full Instagram page, business page, and for some reason it got taken down. And I had to start all over again.
Oh dear.
I've started, and this time I'm going about it in a different way. I'm trying to sell me as a person rather than me as the business.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Very good. That's tough, isn't it? Really tough. So, Sandra, you mentioned social media as being your greatest challenge. So, there's no doubt here when I say about all the different hats we wear when we start a business that you're going to say social media is the one that you really find the challenge. Is there anything else that you found challenging?
The technical side, really, yeah, technical side, learning how to do all the new things, totally self-taught. But that's where networking comes in handy, isn't it? And yeah, I've joined groups where they give you support for that sort of thing. So that's where I learned how to use Instagram and stuff like that.
Now, and you're right, and that sort of feeds back, doesn't it, to about the networking, really, isn't it? And about doing that. It's so important, isn't it? Because none of us, not any one of us, has all the answers. None of us. And acknowledging that and reaching out for help and support, and equally, you can support other people. It's such a massive thing, isn't it? I think it keeps a lot of us going, I would say, definitely. So,
Definitely.
can you believe we're on to the last question now? It just goes so quickly, doesn't it? So, this is about now, it's your opportunity to pay it forward and thank someone for the support they've given you. Or you might have a couple of people. And so, who are they and how have they helped you?
Well, I think my first shout has to go to my trainer, Sue Cox, who her company's called Quizential Colours International Coaching. Now, she obviously trained me in all aspects of what I do, but she's always on the end of the phone and she's an excellent role model because she's been in the business for many, many years. So if I've got any hang-ups or anything that I don't know what to do with, she's business-wise, she's the first port of call. And on the other side, I'd like to put a shout out for Rosemary Cunningham. She's a healer coach for creative and empathic women, and she's the lady behind the Winning Women Networking Group,
Okay,
which
great.
I joined in 2007 when she started it. So through this group, I've met many ladies who've become clients, Not only is she a great mentor and networker, she's also become a good friend and personal mentor to me. Yeah, she's the sort of lady who puts everybody else first. Do you know, I mean, she always looks after herself last, which is, I guess, what those sort of people are. Mm. And in this network, this is where I met Ash, Natasha Dawn, who introduced me to you.
Yeah.
So, they're two people that have been very prominent in my career.
Oh, fantastic. It's been really enlightening. There's no pun intended there, listening to your story. And so I know there will be people listening to you thinking, right, okay, so how do I get in touch with Sandra? You know, how can she help you? So what's the best places to find you, Sandra?
Well, obviously my website, which is colorworks.me, which is spelt color and then WORX.
Yeah.
I was going to make the X two mascaras because I was selling makeup as well, but that didn't work. I'm on Facebook. I've got obviously a personal page, Sandra Sparrowhawk, and I've got a business page, Colorworks. I'm on Instagram, sandra.colorworks. And on LinkedIn as well.
Fantastic. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Sandra, for being my guest today. It's been really, really interesting hearing about all the colours and things and how it's worked. And I'm sure there's people listening thinking, oh, I need to just find out a bit more about that. So thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Elaine Atherton. I hope you've enjoyed the show. And if you'd like to hear more small business owners talk about their business, why they started it and their learnings along the way, then you can subscribe to the shows via all the major podcast platforms to sum it up, pay it forward. My passion is supporting small business owners. I've created a free 10-minute audio book called 7 Things Accidental Salespeople Need to Know. To receive a copy of this book, just head to my website on www.tosumitup.com.